Yo, what's good? Top of the top, episode 190, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And just an episode, saw some topics you may want to hear about. Salute to you as well. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, whatever you do to help support the podcast. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. All streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor app, YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe, leave comments, leave reviews. Appreciate all the feedback. Once again, thanks to my guests. I've been having come through the past couple weeks. My boy Price, Ivan, his wife Anasia. So that was great, great feedback on those episodes. And like I said, man, I'm just keep on working. Those conversations, interviews, whatever you want to call it, they was already scheduled. So I couldn't get to a lot of the news cycle weeks in the past couple weeks. So this episode, I'm going to recap on some of that, you know what I'm saying, music-wise. And sadly, we got to start off with some sad news, man. I've been holding off long enough, man. But early this month, November 1st to be exact, we heard the news of Takeoff from the Migos being killed in Houston, Texas. And instantly when I saw that news, it was not what I wanted to wake up to. I woke up to it early because I was at work. So I saw it, I ain't gonna say real time or nothing like that, but I saw the first reports of it. And when I saw it, I was like, nah, man. Like, it was one of the ones, you know what I'm saying? How Nip hit, how Matt Miller hit for me. Takeoff, this was one of the ones, man, because it just, once again, could have been avoided. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what the story was. I've been seeing reports. I can't keep up with all that, to be honest with y'all. I don't watch the video, so I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened, but it just sounded like it could have been avoided. You know what I'm saying? I instantly thought of Quavo because he was there. I can only imagine his thought process still at the time. You know what I'm saying? Right now, as I speak, I only imagine what he's going through. Offset, I thought about him because him, Quavo, and Takeoff, they split up, you know what I'm saying? Whoever thought that the Migos would split up the way they split up like that. I don't know if it was over contract or what, but imagine him, you know what I'm saying? Just goes to show, man, just love on your people while you can. You know what I'm saying? A little dispute with a little money, little contract issues, it ain't worth losing a family over, man. And now, you know what I'm saying, you don't got the chance to, you know what I'm saying, rekindle that friendship or rekindle that energy that y'all had together because, you know what I'm saying, bruh no longer here, so. All in all, just condolences to Takeoff, his family, his friends, all the fans. Like I said, this one definitely hit me. I think I told the story before on the podcast. I remember when I first got put on the Migos through my partner Chris. It was like 2013. He just came up to the crib. Like, hey, man, these boys are out of Atlanta. They sound like Gucci and OJ the Juice Man mix. I said, play that shit. I said, like, play that. I think he played Bando, Katrina Call, FEMA, Holmes. I feel like it was another one. Probably was Bando, Versace, one of them. But since then, man, Migos been Migos. I mean, when No Label 2 came out at Troy, I remember the impact it had on the whole campus. Streets on Lock 3. Of course, that first Culture album. I mean, Migos to Migos. And I was thinking, like, weeks ago when this first happened, I was like, y'all know, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with the John Lennon story of the Beatles, how he got killed outside his hotel and all that, and how his death just meant something to that generation. I wonder, like, in 20 years, how with certain artists from this generation, because we just keep on seeing it back to back to back to back. It's like, I say it all the time, man, the culture, I can't really call it a culture, man. We're not holding people accountable, man. It's like, damn, you got these people, the breadwinners of their family, making a way for their family to get out of poverty, putting their people on in positions to get some money. They getting money. They taking care of what they need to take care of. And Takeoff was one of the ones. He just laid his routes and stayed low-key. You ain't never heard of Takeoff getting no crazy issue, especially within the past couple years. You know what I'm saying? Takeoff just been the one. Just you see him on stage. You hear his voice on the albums. And other than that, you don't see too much about him. You see pictures, and that's about it. Like, bro, just stayed to himself and stayed out the way. So, yeah, this is one of the ones that hit different, man, because it's just like, damn, bro, never had no static or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how the game go, man. It's sad that we keep on going through this. It feel like we getting numb to it. I say it time and time again. It's like, damn, man. So once again, condolence prayers to the family, friends of Takeoff. And also, before I get started, We had the situation at Virginia University where three football players were killed. I want to say their names, Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry, plus two more people were injured in that shooting. I think it was like they were coming back from a field trip, and a guy, a student, I think he was a former football player as well, just start shooting on the bus, man. You know, it's a crazy fucking world we live in, y'all, man. Just love on your people, man. Love on your people and just stay to yourself, man. Be nice. Be nice to people. You never know what other people going through, man. What people can just snap in any given moment. I mean, snapping to the point where you want to take somebody's life, that's fucking crazy, man. So, condolences, family, to their family, to their friends, classmates. I saw different interviews over the week, people who was on the bus, and they thought, like, it was a situation where the dude was about to kill everybody on the bus. You know what I'm saying? So, just be nice to people, man. Stay prayed up, man. It's a crazy damn world we live in, y'all. Like, yeah, man. So that's how I'm gonna start this podcast. I'm gonna get into a much, much brighter news, but I just had to, you know what I'm saying, speak on takeoff. I can't just ignore that. Then we had the situation with the Virginia University shooting. So I had to speak on it, man. So condolences to their family, friends, all around, man. Long live Takeoff. Rest in peace, Takeoff. And once again, rest in peace to those football players, man. Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, and Deshaun Perry, man. So on a much, much brighter note, a couple days ago, I went up to Atlanta, saw one of my favorite rappers of all time, Currency, live, finally, for the first time. It's been a while, man. Currency, whenever he comes to the A, bruh just come on like the most awkward days. He don't really announce it. He just got to be in the know. And finally, I finally caught a show. It was at Center Stage. My first time at that venue. A very, very great venue, by the way. And yeah, lived up to everything, man. Lived up to the hype. I've been a fan of Currency for a long ass time. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way I could put it. A long ass time. He did new songs. He did older songs. I was very, very happy to see he did songs from Pilot Talk. That's like one of his... those his albums and his discography that could really separate the fans. Be like, okay, I know you've been down if you know this song. Like, if you know the newer songs, cool, but if you know his throwbacks, then you a certain type of, you know, fan. So that was dope to see. And yeah, lit up to the hype, man. I enjoyed myself. I was singing that shit word for word. I was jamming out, bro. Every time he was like, yo, I'm about to take y'all back with this one, I was like, no, you're performing the shit. Like, that's the shit that you're performing right now. So that was dope. Shout out my partner AJ. He was in the building, man. He got me right before the show. So after the show, I went back to my room, man. I was not in the mood to be adventurous. It was cold. And plus, I was out of it, man. So all in all, Currency, he did a great show. Everything that I thought it would be, man. So it was dope to see. I really want to see a Currency and Larry June show. I really want to see a Currency and Larry June show next year. I feel like that's going to come, especially since they got an album coming out together. I think the chemistry will show up on that to the point where they'll be like, okay, we got to take this show on the road. So I'm really looking forward to that. And speaking of collaborative efforts and chemistry, let's get to this Drake 21 Savage album, man. New music. Drake 21 Savage, Her Loss, came out a couple weeks ago. Like I said, I've been holding off on talking about current events because I had some guests on. But now, man, we're going to get into it. 21 Savage, Drake, Her Loss, 18 tracks. Only one feature, that's Travis Scott. Shout out to Trav. My thoughts before this project in terms of when they announced it and what I thought it'll sound like, I guess I was in the minority this whole time and didn't know it, because I never really too much cared about Drake 21 Savage collab songs before this. Is Jimmy Cook's a good song? Yes. Is Knife Talk a good song? Yes. Is Sneaking good? Yes. Do I go back and replay those songs? No. That's what I meant about that. Like, I hear it one time, I'm like, okay, that's a cool song, but I never put it in my mind again. Oh, let me listen to the Drake 21 Savage song again. So that was my thing going into this project. I was like, people was excited. I'm like, okay, if anything, for me, this was their time to show that they got the chemistry, they got the collaborative efforts to put on a great project. Do I enjoy 21 Savage music? Of course. Do I enjoy Drake music? Of course. Do I enjoy them two together? It's decent. It's decent. They songs together. Now, this project, though, could have dealt without it. could have dealt without it. This ain't no first weekend reaction. Y'all been living with this project for about 2-3 weeks now, so I think I got a good gauge on if I enjoy this album or not. And out of 18 songs on this album, y'all, I go back to the same 3 songs. I like that Privileged Rappers. I like the Hours in Silence, the second part of Hours in Silence when Drake was doing that, it's my fault, it's my fault. With Drake doing that shit cool. And of course, Middle of the Ocean, that's my favorite. One, it wasn't really a collab album. I guess that was kind of made it tolerable for me to listen to it a couple times because you got some songs where it's both of them. You got some songs where it's just 21, some songs where it's just Drake. And a good majority of it, to me, is more Drake and 21 Savage just along for the ride. But overall, people seem to like this album way more than I do. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing about music. It's opinionated. You got different feelings towards it. But from what I got from this album, people seem to enjoy that album way more than I do. I'm cool on it. The chemistry just doesn't stick out to me like that. I don't know what it is. I feel like, to be honest with y'all, before this project, most of the songs kind of felt more like a 21 Savage area that Drake was just featuring on. And I'm iffy when it comes to like trap beat Drake. It's just too much ABC rapping Drake. And this album, he had some lyrics that go in that he's like, niggas in the hood asking why I'm doing techno. And like, he had some shit where he was spitting on, but the song overall, I'm like, okay, somebody need to be deleted out of this song. Either the production need to be changed, 21 Savage or Drake. It just all didn't mesh well. And Privileged Rappers, it meshed well because that's the most basic sounding song, I believe, on the album. For some reason, that's the one I go to more than any of them, Privileged Rappers, in terms of their collaborative efforts on this project. So for me, the chemistry just not there to the point where I'm like, yeah, I can totally see them doing the collab album. And the fact that we got a collab album and it's still the chemistry not sticking out to me like it is everybody else, that just means I'm cool on it. Like, I don't know. And I hate to compare, but I mean, What a Time to Be Alive was, what, in what, 2 weeks? I feel like they said it was in the studio for about 2 weeks, maybe a week. I'm not sure how long the 21 Savage and Offset with Metro Boomin took, but for what it came down to me is Drake just need to do another What a Time to Be Alive with Future, or finally do that fucking Rick Ross collab album they was talking about years ago. I like that. And 21, if you're going to do a collab project, do it with fucking Young Nudie. Just do it with Young Nudie. Like, I heard Young Nudie on the album. When I pressed play, I heard Young Nudie. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I just never heard from Nudie again. So I'm like, 21, please do a collab project with Young Nudie. I understand you getting the looks and all that, but come on, fam. Be honest with yourself. The Young Nudie collab project is what we need. If you're going to have any collab projects, I'll take that Currency Larry June, and I'll take that 21 Savage and Young Nudie. That's how I feel personally. So do with that information, do as you will. Her Loss, Drake, 21 Savage. I like 3 songs on it. People seem to love it more than me. That's what I got for y'all. On to the next one. Nas and Hit-Boy, King Disease 3. Just like I said before, chemistry. Chemistry. Nas and Hit-Boy, King Disease 3. Just because I do this, I'm going to just tell y'all how many, 17 songs on the project, no features, just Nas and Hit-Boy. And let me get to this. Chemistry, once again. Nas and Hit-Boy have dropped 4 albums within the past 2 years. King Disease 1, King Disease 2, Magic, and now King Disease 3. 4 albums in the past 2 years, and easily, if you ask me, Tyler, what's your favorite 20 albums, both R&B and rap, within the past 2 years? 3? I ain't going to count King Disease 3 because it just came out. But King Disease 1, King Disease 2, and Magic definitely in my top 20 within the past 2 years. Know why? That's chemistry. That's chemistry. Hit-Boy production on this project to another level. When you sampling the 5 heartbeats, if there were a heart in the house tonight, stand up. When you sampling that, do you sample Mary J. Blige and you got Nas rapping like he 22 again? It go together. It goes together. It makes sense. Nas and Hit-Boy can announce King Disease 4 tomorrow, and I'm still be excited. They shooting at a high percentage at a very, very high pace. Hit-Boy outdid itself with this production. Nas just keeps getting better. And the fact that they songs sound like they in the studio talking to each other for about 8 hours, and then they finally make a song. I heard one of them say that, like, yo, we just be in the studio talking, and then the idea just come up from that conversation, then we just go lay the track down. Hit-Boy cook it up while Nas is there. He ain't like, no, hey, come back later, I got some beats for you to listen to. Nah, I'm there while you cooking up. I'm getting in my mind. That first, when you first catch the tempo, I'm in my mind what I'm going to say. That's chemistry, y'all. Maybe just me, but this is a clear example of when chemistry is there. And Her Loss, to me, is where chemistry is not all the way there. It's two hot artists. Y'all both got a fan base. Y'all both going to sell. So they just put some shit together, and they going to like what they like. Nah, man. The chemistry needs to be there if you're going to do a collaborative effort. Whether it's two rappers, a rapper and a producer, whatever. Chemistry got to be there, man. And in my opinion, King Disease 3, chemistry is there. My favorite songs, Thun, Legit, Michael and Quincy, Hood to Hood, Reminisce, Serious Interlude, First Time. Yeah, man. They're just evolving. Nas and Hit-Boy evolving. King Disease 1 don't sound like none of them. King Disease 2 don't sound like none of them. Magic don't sound like none of them. King Disease 3 don't sound like none of them. And it all goes together. It's just evolving. Like I said, I'm not mad when you change your sound up, but I like the evolution of your sound. That's what it is. Come on, man. Y'all talking about some fucking Her Loss. I like 3 songs off that project. Come on, man. Shout out to Nas and Hit-Boy. Shout out to Drake and 21 Savage, too. Y'all just do what y'all supposed to do, man. Come on, now. Do what y'all supposed to do. You ain't supposed to be making no 18-song project, man. Come on, now. Shout out to Drake rapping about Italian food, too, by the way. That shit hard. Middle of the ocean. Middle of the ocean hard. Privileged rappers hard. Project. Could have dealt without it. Nas, King Disease 3. Check it out. Her Loss. Check it out. That new Key Glock EP hard too. Check it out. Nas is very much relevant. 21. I don't know where you was getting that with that, but if you got a good fan base and you make good music, that sound relevant to me. A lot of people who lose that fan base who made great music. If you keep on shooting at a high percentage for 2 years with 4 albums, you sound very relevant to me. In the space that, really, to be honest with y'all, a lot of people wasn't saying it when it came to this 21 Savage and Nas thing. It ain't no real situation, but I mean, for what y'all think relevant, really not relevant too, by the way. I mean, we don't never speak. We haven't spoke on that in some years. A lot of stuff that people think relevant in rap, really not relevant. I mean, we'll talk about that one day when it's a slow news week about the music industry and who relevant and who not relevant, who fake relevant. We'll talk about that one day. But as of right now, King Disease 3, check it out. Drake 21 Savage, Her Loss, check it out. Check out that new Key Glock, by the way. That new Boldy James came out. West Side Gun album still hard. SZA announced her album coming in December, so I'm waiting for that. Yeah. Finally back on schedule, man. New music, new cycle week. So, yeah, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 190, Stash House Podcast. Keep me in prayers. I do the same for y'all. Y'all stay warm. I'll do the same. Catch y'all back, man. Salute.